Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, in Uptown Roxborough tonight from 5:30 to 7, there's going to be a Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting for Wine a Little, Otterson Uptown Redo, and Common Threads. Now, this is a joint celebration, and it's also part of the Shops of Hallsway, which you know that the Community Farmers Market is open up there tonight till 7 o'clock also. So join in all this fun tonight in Uptown Roxborough. The annual Masonic Lodge Fish Fries Friday, May the 1st, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., dine in or take out, only $12 a ticket. Don't miss this annual event. Parson County Farmers Market will be at their new location, Heritage, a gathering place, 4431 Durham Road, this Saturday. If you're interested in being a vendor, go to their Facebook page for more information, Parson County Farmers Market. Saturday, May the 2nd, will be the annual Shred Day at Roxborough Savings. The Roxborough Garden Club will have their annual spring plant sale at the Farmers Market on Depot Street on Saturday, May the 2nd, from 8 a.m. to noon. The Hurdle Mills Volunteer Fire Department will have a barbecue chicken dinner fundraiser at Clement Baptist Church on May the 2nd, starting at 4 p.m., $10 per plate. Roxfest will be back at Mayo Lake Saturday, May the 2nd, from noon to 11. There's a great lineup of bands that's been played, and they're going to be able to have it inside the community building there, so it doesn't matter if there is rain. The Mayo Lake Open Bass Fishing Tournament continues Saturday, May the 2nd. Heart and Soul will be the entertainment at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard on Saturday, May the 2nd, from 4 to 7 p.m., no cover charge. May the 9th will be the first of the season of the Rocks and Roll Cruise Inn in Uptown Roxborough from 2 to 5 p.m. On Thursday, May the 7th, the National Day of Prayer program will be at the Person County Veterans Park at noon. At Twine and Teak on Thursday, May the 7th, they're going to have a special Mother's Night Out from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You make your own flower arrangement and enjoy nibbles and socializing. Tickets are only $100 a person and includes all the supplies needed. Saturday, May the 9th, the post office will be having their annual food drive. Put your non-perishable items in a bag at your mailbox, and the mail carrier will pick it up and deliver it to our food banks. You can also take items directly to the post office. Also on Saturday, May the 9th, there'll be a program for the Military Signing Day for our high school students. At 10 a.m. in the Person High Auxiliary Gym, the public is invited to come to the Military Signing Day. Don't forget, Sunday, May the 10th is Mother's Day. And on Saturday, May the 16th, from 7 a.m. to noon, the Allensville Fire Department will have a huge yard sale. Give them a call and rent a space. Breakfast will be available from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Come support the Allensville Volunteer Fire Department. On Thursday, May the 21st at 7:30 p.m., there will be a patriotic concert by the Person County Community Chorus. It's going to be at Roxborough Baptist Church. A love offering will be taken, and half the proceeds will go to the American Legion Post 138 renovation project. At 6:30 a.m. on Saturday, May the 23rd, the Person County Veterans Mafia Group will have their annual 5-mile hump walk. Starts at the Golden Corral and ends at the Person County Veterans Park. $50 entry fee. All proceeds benefit the Person County Veterans Programs. Come participate in the Hump to Remember 2026. The Palace Point Palatial Yard Sale will be Saturday, May the 23rd, from 8 a.m. to noon. On May the 23rd, there'll be an open horse show at the Person County Saddle Club. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. The show starts at 10 a.m. On May the 25th, at the Person County Veterans Park on Morgan Street, there'll be a special Memorial Day program at 10 a.m. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do, as well as to put on your planning calendar. Have a wonderful week in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And thank you to the Quality Inn of Roxborough for continuing to bring you Out and About. And thank you for listening.